Hello, everybody. This is Lorraine again for Sid Valley Radio with my health, healing and well-being show, Connecting Hearts, Souls and Minds. And we are in the studio right now with a lady called Annie Murdoch, who has come in today, and she is going to be talking about Circle Tales storytelling. Hello, Annie.
Hello. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Welcome. And, you know, this is really something unique, actually. I haven't had something like this in a studio before. So, you know, so please, for the listeners, you know, I don't know exactly what it is that Annie does. She was recommended to me by Cass, Cassandra Collins. And so I'm learning alongside you all. So what is it that you do?
So Circle Tales is a storytelling game, mm-hmm. and it's designed to be a collaborative game. My partner and I are actually New York City transplants, and we relocated to Devon about almost 4 years ago.
Wow.
And with our daughter, she's almost 13, or she is 13 now, and we really saw that there was an issue for younger people of social media addiction. Mm-hmm. There's recently been a millennium cohort study where they interviewed 11,000 14-year-olds, boys and girls. They found that 40% of the girls who spent more than 5 hours on social media had shown signs of depression.
Really?
Whereas 15% of the boys in the same amount of time didn't. So what we're looking at is, I think it's really a critical issue right now that we get kids off of devices, we create opportunities for them to have face-to-face, authentic engagement with their families, with their friends. So Circle Tales really grew out of, you know, a frustration on our part for finding, you know, authentic, meaningful entertainment.
Well, you know what? I mean, I do quite a lot of social media stuff myself, actually. And, you know, I can tell you that I know that I get really irritable. My energy levels drop if I spend too much time on my computer. There's no two ways about it. But just to go back to that statistic for a second, 15% of boys, 40% of girls. So is that statistic saying that girls are more adversely affected by social media?
That's what it seems.
And so that's interesting, isn't it?
I think also there's a question about self-esteem. And so with Circle Tales, part of the idea of our game was to create an opportunity for people to work together to create a collaborative story.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happens when people play Circle Tales is that because it's a collaborative story, the story builds on what the previous player has said.
Okay.
So it gives players an opportunity to really fine-tune their listening skills, but also for the person who's telling the story, has the moment to tell the story, it gives them the feeling that they're really being listened to. And I think that's sort of one of the crucial points of our game, is creating an opportunity for that feeling of being heard.
Yes.
Right now we're in an incredible point in time where we have the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, mass migration, refugee, you know, around the world, there's mass extinction rebellion. They're politically, it's a really, you know,
heavy time.
Tumultuous time. And so I think that when we can learn how to use our voice to speak, to collaborate, we need more opportunities to do that.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I am a, I call myself a thriver, actually, of a very challenging childhood, let's put it like that. And in order to survive it and grow through some of the wonderful challenges that gave me, I have had to reach out for a lot of help. And the thing that actually has helped me more than anything else is being in face-to-face groups with other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you know, no matter how much, you know, you can listen online to stuff and you can, you know, communicate to people, you know, through the phone, through video phone these days. And also the other area I really noticed as a musician is in live performance, because there is something that happens in live performance that you do not get anywhere else. There is an exchange of energy, and I personally think that the science will reveal there is an actually molecular exchange that occurs.
Yeah, and actually that leads on to, there's been research in both neuroscience and psychology about what happens to the brain when people are telling stories or listening to stories.
Right.
And one of the amazing things is that it has been shown that when someone is telling a story with a kind of a good story with character development, that the listener, their brains begin to kind of come into sync.
Uh-huh.
And so it's really showing that there's a real, you know, relation. They're coming onto the same kind of neurological pathways. The other thing that's really amazing is that research has also shown that character-driven stories have the potential to increase oxytocin, which is the love hormone.
Okay.
And so when we're telling stories, we really, you know, it's a real surge.
Right.
And so I think that creating that, you know, experience among people where they are feeling good and they're telling stories together
mm-hmm.
is just really, you know, what we wanted to develop with Circle Tales.
Oh, this is amazing. And so I'm going to tell the listeners that I have in front of me the board that is for the storytelling game. And perhaps you could just describe what it is. I mean, it looks beautiful. What is it?
Yes.
Exactly?
So, because my partner's a designer and my background is visual arts, so we really wanted to make something beautiful. We found that a lot of games on the market tend to be crass or they're very garish colors. So we wanted to make something elegant, beautiful, inspired by nature. So the board, it's about just a little over 10 inches. Mm-hmm. It's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made from bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
There are 6 stacks of, we call them word prompts. And so their illustrations on them are inspired by walks in Devon landscape. So
they've each got little colors, and they've also each got a drawing on them.
Yes.
Beautifully done.
Thank you. So the illustrations are illustrations that I've made from, one is pine needles, we have brambles, some stones, some birds,
A
succulent, an orchid.
What's this one here?
Football. And then they were sort of like stones inspired by pebbles on the beach.
Yeah, beautiful.
And then in the center, we have a stack of what we call moon cards. And the moon cards, they're a series of questions. So the way Circle Tales works is it starts with each player taking turns to draw a moon card. And they'll read the question aloud. They'll answer it aloud, and then they'll write one or two words on the face of the moon with an ecological dry erase marker. And then the next round is the storytelling round. So during that part of the game, players will roll the dice, and they'll pull one of the word chips. And, for example,
Can we do it? I really want to do this now.
All right.
So what do we do?
Why don't you start by pulling a moon card?
Okay, that's the one in the middle. It's a big, a disc thing.
That's
okay.
Right. And that shows the face of the moon.
Okay, so I'm going to
read it.
Okay, so it says, how would you describe the color red to someone who cannot see? Wow. Vibrant.
Perfect. So you would write the word vibrant.
Can I do that?
Yes.
I'm going to write vibrant on the back of this because you can rub it out.
That's right.
So vibrant. So I'm using a purple pen on the silver shiny back of this thing. Yeah. Okay.
So then I'll be the next player. I'll pull a moon card. And
I'll give you one, shall I?
And mine says, when you feel upset, what is something that usually helps you to feel better? So I might say, going for a walk,
mm-hmm.
right? So on the face of my moon, I'd write walk.
Okay.
So every player would do that 3 times.
Okay. Oh.
And then the next round, we'd roll the dice. So maybe, Lorraine, if you want to roll
beautiful
the dice.
Beautiful wooden dice with these lovely pictures on it. Okay. So I'll roll it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you'll pull the matching
pull
card.
Pull out the matching card that matches the picture that on the face of the dice. Okay.
And what does it say?
Ancient stone wall.
Okay. So we'll start. The board is a circle. And actually, our daughter suggested this mechanism that it follows the phases of the moon.
Mm.
So you would start on the new moon, which is here.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so
and you'd place your chip. And for the first player starting the story, they want to just out of thin air begin a story using the word you've just drawn,
okay,
plus the word from your moon card.
Okay, so you want me to do that?
Just see what you can pull off.
Okay, so it was a vibrant, sunny day as I sat down on this ancient stone wall.
Excellent. So then the next player would take the dice and they'd roll it.
Okay, so we're going to do that.
And then they'd pull the matching card.
Oops. Okay, got stuck to it. Okay, yep.
And mine says magical paintbrush. So then I would continue the story by placing my chip.
Okay.
And so I'd say, as I was leaning against this ancient stone wall, after a long walk, and I'd add my moon card where I'd written walk.
To the...
Yeah, just right by my card.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I decided to pull out my paintbrush and paint a picture of the scenery in front of me. The thing about my paintbrush was that it's a magical paintbrush. And whenever I touch the canvas with my paintbrush, something incredible would happen.
Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. I want to do this all the rest of the afternoon. I can see this radio show being quite a long show, actually. Are you ready for this, Bob? We'll be here till midnight.
Well, actually,
telling the story.
What's great about the game is that because it's a circle, there, it's finite. So there, it takes about 35 minutes to play a complete game.
Okay.
And it's for 2 to 5 players.
Okay.
And we've designed it for... with children in mind, but we've also found that adults are just amazing at this game. They really, it kind of pulls forth their sense of play.
You know, I have to say, you know, there is one thing that I despise more than anything else on the planet, and that is quizzes.
Yes.
You know, I cannot bear quizzes. You know, you go any, you know, if people are hanging out, let's play a quiz. I absolutely hate this. This would actually, I would love to play this with people. That would be brilliant. I would play this in a click of a finger.
Yeah. Well, I think we're... You know, we recognize that not everyone likes competitive games.
Yes.
And especially there, I think for families like our family, whenever we would play games together, sometimes it would end in tears or hard feelings. And so we really wanted to make something that, you know, it's fun. And some of the word prompts are funny, too. So it just really creates a feeling of goodwill.
And also the thing about it, Annie, is that it's creative. Mm-hmm. It's creative because when you know, you play a quiz game or some of those other kinds of games, you know, there's no creativity in it. Mm-hmm. They're really dry. It's a general knowledge thing.
Exactly.
or it's a logical thing, you know. But, and so for somebody like me who's kind of an intuitive, very kind of right brain person, mm-hmm. it does not work. So,
exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think what we've been really amazed is how easily people can summon up these stories. And I think part of what's happening is the moon card questions, it's kind of tapping into something really personal, mm-hmm. and those are used in the story. But just the word prompts that get drawn by the roll of the dice, they're words that people really can relate to. They're nature-based. We have one category of the word prompts. They're all settings. So mm-hmm. they're all nature-based.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I mean, it does look, it's the actual board itself really is very attractive to look at. And it's not, as you say, in those sort of bright, scary colours that we very often see, you know, for commercials and stuff like that. Okay, we're going to come back to this and talk a little bit more about it. And in the meantime, you've chosen a couple of songs for us, Annie, that you're going to play. So would you like to introduce the first song?
I would. So the first song is, it's in Spanish, and it's called Gracias a la Vida. Mm-hmm. And it literally means thank you to life. And this was composed in about 1966 by Violeta Parra, and it's sung by Mercedes Sosa.
Okay.
So thanks to life. Gracias
a
la vida.
Here we go.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio 2 luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado y en las multitudes el hombre es que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y días, grillos y canarios, martillos, turbinas, ladridos, chubascos y la voz tan tierna de mi bien amado. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con él las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados, con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias.
So that was the very wonderful Mercedes Sosa, and I'm here in the studio this afternoon with Annie Murdoch, who has created, along with her partner, this amazing game that she's just been showing me. And in terms of well-being, Annie, do you want to just say a little bit more about how it can actually contribute to people's well-being, this game?
Definitely. One of the things that was really important to us with Circle Tales was to kind of turn gaming and games on its head.
Yeah.
We felt like we didn't really find very many games that were premised on the idea of collaboration, creativity, and communication. And, you know, in my background is arts education, and one of the, you know, core principles of arts education are what are skills for the 21st century.
Mm.
And what we've found is that these three collaboration, creativity, and communication are so vital.
Creativity, communication, what was the third one?
Collaboration.
Oh, collaboration, yeah.
And I think, you know, we are facing so many challenges in the world that I just feel like we need to redefine how we relate to each other, how we relate to ourselves. And it's just, this is not business as usual. We really need to turn things and shake things up a little bit.
I so agree. I really do. I mean, yeah, absolutely. And can you just perhaps, you know, tell us a little bit about like some tips and stuff like that that you know, people could use,
yes,
taken from the principles of the game?
Exactly. So when we work together to play the game,
yeah,
there are a few things that are really important. I don't know if you know about, say, like the talking stick.
In some
cultures. So the idea of a talking stick is you're in a group and whoever's holding the stick has the spotlight, basically, and everyone else listens.
Okay.
So that's one of the core values of our game.
Yeah.
So whenever the person who's telling the story is speaking, mm-hmm, everyone else listens. And part of it is because the game doesn't work if you're not listening, because the game builds, the story builds on what previous players have said. And I think on a broader level, it's, you know, it's really important that we stop and listen. So often we're jumping into, you know, our response to what someone has said, but
yeah,
we're not really listening to what they're saying. So that's something that we feel, you know, really in this game, you gain some practice listening.
You gain some practice in really having, you know, being in the present and really listening to each other, and
yes,
how important that is. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So your second song.
Yes. So the second song, this is a group called Zap Mama, And actually, this is an album I've had since 1993. They're a Belgian African group, and it's polyphonic singing. So it's they're singing a cappella, mm-hmm. where the voice becomes like an instrument. And part of the reason I chose this song, one, because I love it, but it's also really, for me, highlights the power of our voice. And in our Circle Tale storytelling game, the voice is what we're trying to give some presence to.
Fantastic. I absolutely agree with that. I absolutely do. So this is Mupepe, Zap Mama. Beautiful, beautiful singing that is. And that's Mupepe with the song Mupepe by Zap Mama. So, okay, well, we were just having a chat while you were all listening to that song about the importance of creativity and imagination. And Annie, you know, you had some just interesting things to say about that, you know, about the importance of these things.
Yeah, and I think, you know, creativity, We're so accustomed to following the rules. Like, even in schools, you know, it's the testing and testing your knowledge and GCSEs and this whole thing. But, you know, it's just supremely important that we are able to summon our imagination and our creative skills. In the storytelling game, just the power to imagine a story that doesn't exist is a first step in envisioning new possibilities.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful quote by Darren Henley, who's the chief executive of the Arts Council of England, and he wrote a book called Creativity, Why It Matters. And he writes, "Imagination is vital to creativity. If we can draw on our experiences to call up an image of the world in our consciousness, we can create an environment ripe for experimentation."
I just absolutely get it.
Isn't it? It's just, I think, finding that ability to just look inside, pulling in our story, pulling out these words, or maybe where are they coming from? But it's just incredible how people can create a story
so
together.
Gosh, yeah. So tell us, how can people get hold of one of these?
So right now we've just launched Circle Tales on a crowdfunding platform called Kickstarter. And the amazing thing about Kickstarter is it's a way for people to back creative projects that they want to see exist in the world.
Yeah.
So we have a website. It's www.circletales.com. It's all one word. And if you go to our website, it can take you with one click just directly to our Kickstarter page. And Kickstarter, you can make a pledge of £1, or you can actually pre-order your game. And we are selling Circle Tales for £38 with free shipping in the UK, extra incentive. And the other thing about Kickstarter is if a project isn't funded, then it's likely it won't happen. So we really encourage people to come and have a look. If they're interested, support the campaign.
How far are you off your goal?
So we've just started. We're not even a week into it, and we're 33% funded. Okay. So that's great. We're delighted, and we just feel like, you know, this is something that will really appeal to creative writers. It's a great brainstorming tool. It appeals to families who kind of are interested in alternative to mainstream entertainment. And we've also done interesting workshops using Circle Tales storytelling game as a tool to generate art installations. We've also worked with psychologists and social workers who can see the real potential of creating community through the game.
I mean, everything you're saying completely resonates with me, I have to say. And I just think it's a wonderful invention. A wonderful, folks, you know, I'm looking at this board now, and it's just a beautiful thing to have. And as you've heard, you know, if you're wanting to break away from the normal kind of gaming or quiz thing, you know, or even if you do quizzes and stuff, it's still going to be, something that you're going to enjoy doing. So I do urge you to go have a look at www.circletales.com and follow the links through to Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding, platform where you're able to, make a donation at or buy a board and buy the game. So that's fantastic. Oh, Annie, really, what a wonderful contribution you are making with this. I'm wishing you every success.
Thank you so much.
Your campaign. I really think it's a worthwhile thing to be doing, and it's going to touch hearts, souls, and minds. I wish you really good luck with that. And so finally, you're going to give us an inspirational thought.
Yes, actually, this is a funny inspirational thought. So in our game, we have a little section on how to play and tips of how to play Circle Tales. And they're just, I think they're sort of words to live by. We say, be true to yourself in all answers. In this game, as in life, the unexpected always disrupts neatly laid plans. So try to remain flexible and have fun. Words to live by.
Absolutely. Annie, I want to thank you for coming in today and for sharing about your game with us here in the studio. It's been such a privilege to have you and to hear about this, you know, really unique thing.
Thank you so much.
And a whole different angle on the concept of well-being, health, healing and well-being. So, you know, really, it's and such an important part, you know, imagination, creativity and collaboration. I mean, you know, those things are absolutely vital. So
thank you.
I really wish you well. Thank you so much indeed.